Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
OKC West Livestock Market is a modern facility with improved ways of handling livestock. OKC West was designed with producers in mind and truck drivers and buyers alike. They're committed to providing the finest state-of-the-art facilities, the most experienced personnel, the most efficient processing, and the most careful handling of livestock you'll find in the state. OKC West, selling cows and bulls on Mondays, stockers on Tuesdays, feeders on Thursday. Give OKC West Livestock a call, 405-262-8800 for more info.
Hi, everybody. Greg Pickens with Pickens Auctions. I want to tell you about a great auction we've got coming up this Saturday, May the 6th in Perry, Oklahoma. The legendary Noble County Tractor is shut the doors and selling everything, including a prime piece of real estate right in the heart of Perry, Oklahoma, plus equipment, all the shop tools, remaining parts inventory. You name it, after 75 years, it's probably there. Go to PickensAuctions.com, and we'll look forward to seeing you this Saturday in Perry, Oklahoma.
Well, the drought monitor looks a little bit better this week. According to the latest drought monitor map, exceptional drought has decreased significantly from last week's 20.62. Now it's at 10.09. Extreme drought or worse levels have also decreased from 43.19 last week to 33.47 this week. Severe drought or worse just saw a little bit of improvement, moving from last week's 49.8 to this week's 48.9. Moderate drought or worse now at 52.47%, and then abnormally dry or worse conditions have improved a little bit as well, moving from last week's 64.52% to 59.42% this week. According to the 6 to 10-day precipitation outlook map, the northeast corner of the state, along with most of the panhandle region spilling over into western Oklahoma, leaning around that 33 to 40% chance of rain through May the 13th. Far western edge of the panhandle standing at a near normal chance, and then the rest of the state around a 40 to 50% chance of rain coming in through May the 13th. Well, during the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Washington Watch event, we got to hear from USDA's Dolores Dean. She's the Deputy Administrator for Insurance Services. Regarding the expansion of livestock risk protection programs, Dean said that effort is ongoing.
That's an ongoing effort. We're actually considering starting roadshows for livestock products here this year. We are actively looking at livestock programs, potentially something new on the horizon coming out as well. On that front, but those are managed through the FCIC Board of Directors. So more to come. I can't really discuss those confidential, but yes, they are reviewing those, analyzing them, looking into expansions, and engaging with the producers and stakeholder groups to get what they need.
In many states, including Oklahoma, insurance for wildfires has also been a big topic for discussion.
So RMA, crop insurance, does cover a wildfire. So if there's if it was caused by obviously natural events, that would be a covered cause of loss under the program.
We've had a couple of black swan events throughout the last couple of years. How do we fund those?
Well, I think, if insurance is intended to cover those rare events, not an annual sort of loss, payment activity that should be occurring under insurance. But certainly the derecho was covered. So it's a covered cause of loss when something like that rare comes through and happens. It's something that you buy in advance and pray for the best, prepare for the worst. Through the insurance, RMA does not do disaster. Obviously, that's an FSA program, which is probably covered there as well. So crop insurance, is a permanent and definite program. There's such sums as necessary to cover those losses. Producer has skin in the game. They're paying part of that premium to cover those losses.
To hear my complete conversation with USDA's Dolores Dean, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hi, everybody. Greg Pickens with Pickens Auctions. I want to tell you about a great auction we've got coming up this Saturday, May the 6th in Perry, Oklahoma. The legendary Noble County Tractor has shut the doors and selling everything, including a prime piece of real estate right in the heart of Perry, Oklahoma, plus equipment, all the shop tools, remaining parts inventory. You name it, after 75 years, it's probably there. Go to PickensAuctions.com, and we'll look forward to seeing you this Saturday in Perry, Oklahoma.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.